Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Conservation Executive Director Zach Rosmus about the grant they received from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation and their upcoming shower house renovation.
So we were fortunate enough to receive a grant for $250,000 for our shower house project, which we've been working towards since 2017 out here at Mar Park.
Very good. And that was from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation Spring Grant Awards. And yes. So since 2017, so this has been a longstanding project for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been working on it for quite a while, which is even just the design. We actually had some initial designs that we had done back in 2017, but ultimately the substantial cost at that time just kind of allowed us to, hey, we need to move this down the road a little bit, continue to fundraise, maybe tweak the design a little bit. But things have really started to move forward with the last 3 years that we've had here at Mar Park involving our camping. We've had record revenues 3 years in a row. So we want to make sure that anytime we're having those revenues, we're reinvesting that back into our park, you know, type of thing to enhance the experience and make something that we already think is great even better.
Yes, of course. So can you tell me a little bit about the showers that you have now and then what the new ones will be?
Yeah, so I was just saying that, you know, so our current shower house has been in place since 1991, and we've been kind of piecemealing it with my maintenance staff and myself over the last several years to kind of get it to function that we need to. But now it's to a point where our current shower house is about 450 square feet is what it is, and the new shower house will be more than double that. So it'll be about 1,100 square feet is what it's going to come down to. But it's actually going to eliminate our water building as well. So our water building for our infrastructure that's going to run all the piping for the entire park will also be housed in this building. So it'll kind of be a one building that's going to serve the public, where it's going to have rooms essentially where when you walk in each shower room, it'll have a restroom facility, sink, mirror, and a toilet all in one, where you're not having to do like the locker room style. So it'll be a little bit more private, which is something that we've received from feedback from our campers.
Very good. Yeah. So that sounds actually pretty luxurious when you start to think about it for a campsite.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we have a lot of, you know, younger individuals, you know, young families that are out here, you know, type of thing too. So a lot of times when parents are going up to the shower house, it's kind of difficult to kind of keep everyone corralled, you know, type of thing too, where the one of the things is with the locker room type setup that can kind of be a little unnerving, you know, and then also when you're waiting for showers and stuff like that, where a little bit more private setting we think is going to better serve, you know, our audience base that we have here at the park. And that was one of the things that, you know, when we did do some surveys from our campers out here at Mar Park, that was something that was right at the top of the list, is they wanted something private.
Yeah, of course. And how many, on average, how many people do you have camping there per year?
So I don't know that I would have that exact number, because one of the things that's hard to keep track of is that when we do our registration, we're all first come, first serve. So we don't do an online registration process. It's all facilitated here in the park, which is great for our local following. You know, as of right now, we're coming up on Memorial Day weekend. We've been full since yesterday, you know, for like the upcoming weekend. So we don't have an issue with that, but it's always a little bit more time to orchestrate, you know, the first come, first serve. And when we do those registrations, we always ask people to fill out, hey, how many campers do you have? Actually, sometimes they fill it out, sometimes they don't. But I would tell you that, you know, the last 3 years, we've had in excess of $65,000 in camping revenue, which at $20 a night, that's a lot of camping. So,
yeah, that's awesome. That's great. And I think I'm hoping that it's just going to keep increasing when, well, especially now with the new shower facilities, now that's more incentive to go out and camp.
Yeah, and I think that it just kind of continues some momentum that we've had with a lot of the, you know, camping enhancements we've made. We upped our electrical service, so that way we had 50-amp service for the entire campground, which essentially that means is that, you know, at one time they didn't anticipate somebody would pull in with an RV that's running two AC units, a hot water heater, a fridge, you know, all that at one time, where we needed to update our electrical service. We've done that now. We've gotten some new fire rings for all of our sites, but now the shower house is going to kind of continue that momentum that we've had over the last several years.
Great. Awesome. And so my next question would be, when are you going to break ground on this project then?
Yeah. So as of right now, we are right on our timeline where we want to be, where the big thing with the actual shower house is, you know, the camping season is obviously the the spring to kind of the early fall timeline. So we want to make sure that we're not infringing upon that as much as possible. So we want to make sure to kind of during that bread and butter season of the actual camping that we're open and available. So essentially after Labor Day this coming year, our goal is to shut down. And as soon as we shut down that shower house, we're essentially starting with construction like that same day. So after Labor Day of 2023.
Awesome. Yeah. So that'll be here a lot sooner than I like to think about. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the campgrounds, camping season, or your grant?
No, and I think that, you know, we're just very privileged, you know, with the Riverboat Foundation, where, you know, we've had a really good track record and working hand in hand with them. And they, you know, it doesn't take long to look around a lot of the parks that we manage, you know, type of thing, where you'll see signs from the Riverboat Foundation. I can't thank them enough for their continued support on that. And I think it's just, you know, if there are any other ideas for enhancements to the parks or anything like that, please don't ever hesitate to reach out to us, because that's something that we always try to keep in mind here at Washington County Conservation.
Great. Well, thank you so much, and congratulations again on your grant.
All right. Thank you very much, Jennifer. I appreciate the time.
That was Zach Rosmus joining on today's House and House Washington page to talk about their WCRF grant and their upcoming shower house renovation. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.